We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Beis. We dedicate today's Shir to Miriam Bas Rabbi Yosef and Clara, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow on the 15th of Iyar. Halacha Beis is based on chapter 66 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the chapters that I find complicated, not simple. We're going to try to do the best we can to make things as clear as possible. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Al pi ha-maimar vihino pi shnayim baruch acho Eloi, that this halacha is based on chapter 66, Ayin shom heitev kol ha-maimar meroishel esoifoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, study the chapter well from beginning to end, because it seems he's going to be touching on a lot of the points that are mentioned in that Torah. Paragraph Aleph. Vehine Barosh Hashanah Anutzrichim Lohitzi Mikoyach El Hapoyal. One of the major concepts that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there, bringing things from theory into action. Mikoyach El Hapoyal. Koyach means either thought or theory, and poyal means into action. And Rosh Hashanah is a special time when we need to be focusing on that. Ki Rosh Hashanah hu haschola sabria. Because Rosh Hashanah was the beginning of creation, in a sense. That's when Adam Rishon was created. And we say in the Shmon Esrei, Zeh hayoim tchilas ma'asecha. This is the day of the beginning of your creations. So it's a time when Hashem took what he originally had in thought, the thought of creating the world, and made it happen. The Koidem, and Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, that before one is able to bring something from Koyach to Poyal, Yesh Bechinas Charoinaf. There is an anger, there is a tzimtzum. Before there can be a light, there's a tzimtzum, just like when Hashem created the world. First there was darkness, then there was light. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that there is an anger, Shehu Bechinas Dino Kashya, Shemesoyre Barosh Hashanah. This is associated with the harsh din initiated on Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about this, that we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The first day is called Dina Kashya, severe harsh din, and the second day is called Dina Rafya, a lighter type of din. And that's one of the reasons, the Arizal shows, why the davening is a little bit different on the second day than the first day. And the order of the blowing of the shofar a little bit different, because it's two different levels of din. The Zohar Kodesh actually mentions this also in speaking about the Parah Aduma. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives the instructions regarding the Parah Aduma, it says, V'yikhu li Parah Aduma Tmima, a completely red cow. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Aduma is Dino Kashya, Tmima is Dino Rafya. Very often, this refers to the concept of Gevura versus Malchus. Both of them are referred to. Malchus is also called Din. The Gemara says, Dina de Malchusa Dina. But Malchus is a less harsh, less severe Din than Gvura itself. Utsrichen laham tikoi ulevaroi. And if there is this Dina Kashya present, then we have to sweeten it and refine it. Sheyia nasa mimenu bechinas ruchoi shel Moshiach. To convert the Charoin Af into Ruchoi Shel Moshiach. Charoin Af, when a person is angry, we picture their nostrils flaring. That's the expression. Super anger is reflected in the nose. Moshiach, the Ruach of Moshiach, is called Ruach Apeinu, the breath of our nostrils, Moshiach Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran speaks about converting the Charoin Af into the Ruach Apeinu Moshiach. And we're involved in trying to accomplish this on Rosh Hashanah. Umarben betfiloi subetachnunim. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we have a lot of tefillah and pleadings to Hashem. Sheheim hamtokas charoinav. The whole concept of tefillah is a serious attempt to sweeten Hashem's anger, to change Hashem's anger into softness. Va'oz nasa mimenu bechinas ruchai shel Moshiach. And through these tefillos and tachnunim, we convert the Charoin Af to the Ruchai Shel Moshiach. Ki ikur ruach ha-chaim shel Moshiach hu ha-tefillah. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran that the main energy and life force of Moshiach is tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal brings a pasuk where the pasuk says, U'tehilosi echtamloch. It associates tehillah, which is prayer, with the nose, with the chaitim. And therefore Moshiach, who is the chaitim, Rabbi Nizal says there that the main source of life and energy of Moshiach is tefillah. V'alkein mamlichen oisei yisborach b'Rosh Hashanah. And this is why our focus on Rosh Hashanah is crowning Hashem b'chol hatfilos, throughout all the prayers of Rosh Hashanah. V'oimrim hamelech hakodosh, hamelech hamishpot, ukiyotzi, and many other expressions of kingdom with Hashem. Ki oz nizgale b'chinas ruchoi shel Moshiach. Because Rosh Hashanah is a time when the divine spirit of Moshiach is revealed, Shehu Shoiresh HaMalchus, which is the root, the source of Malchus. Ki Hizgalus Melech HaMoshiach, Hu Hizgalus Malchusa Yisbora. Because the revelation of the kingdom of Moshiach is the revelation of the kingdom of Hashem. I believe it's the Arizal who says that in the Pasuk, Bayoyim Hahu Yihyeh Hashem Echod Ushamo Echod. That when Mashiach comes, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. The last letters of Echad, Ushemoy Echad, spell David, to show that the kingdom of David HaMelech and the kingdom of Hashem are one. Ki Iker Hizgalus Malchus Yisborach Hu Lo'asid, because we know that the main revelation of the kingdom of Hashem will be in the future, Kishe Yizgale Malchus Mashiach, when the kingdom of Mashiach will be revealed. K'moy shekosev, as it says, V'hoyo Hashem lemelech al kol ha'oretz, that there'll come a time when Hashem will be recognized as king over the entire world. When? Bayoyim hahu, on that future date, when Yihyeh Hashem echod u'shmoy echod, when the malchus of Dovid HaMelech Moshiach will be revealed. V'zeh she'isa b'sforim, and this is why it's written in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shemoshiach Yovoi mi Sitra de Yitzchok, that Moshiach's going to be coming from the side of Yitzchok Avinu. Sheyihye Nimtak, meaning that Yitzchok Avinu, who represents Midas Hadin, judgment, harshness, a person who is dying for the sake of Hashem, Pachad Yitzchok, he's referred to as Pachad Yitzchok, the fear, the terror of Yitzchok. Veyihye Nase Yitzchok. Yitzchok Avinu's name Yitzchok will be converted to Yitzchok, which means also laughter, joy, happiness. We know that in Tehillim, in chapter 105, it uses this version of the name Yitzchok, Yitzchok. Hainu kanal. This goes back to what we said earlier. Shehizgalus ruchoi shel Moshiach hu al yedei hamtokas charoinav. That the revelation of Moshiach requires sweetening of the anger, because Moshiach is connected to that same place. Dahainu toikev hadin. This refers to the most severe harshness and judgment. Shehu pachad, which is terror, fear. Shehu bechinas pachad Yitzchok kayodua, as is known. It's also brought that the name Yitzchok is bigematria 208, which is 8 times yudke vavke, showing that it represents the 8th sphera from the bottom up, which is Bina. And Bina is the first sphera that appears on the left side. We know that Keser, in the Keser, there is no right or left. It's when it splits down to Chochma and Bina, Chochma is on the right, Bina is on the left. And there's a famous expression in the Zohar Kodesh, Bina, Dinin, Misarin, Mina. Bina, that's the source from which all Din comes. There's a Pasuk, Ani Bina, Li Gvura, that it's from Bina that Gvura comes. And again, that's Yitzchok Avinu. Shonu mamtikin pachad Yitzchok b'Rosh Hashanah. We're involved in sweetening the din, the fear of Yitzchok on Rosh Hashanah. Ukishenimtak, and when it's sweetened, nizgale ruchoi shel Moshiach kanal. The Holy Spirit of Moshiach is revealed. V'alkein nizgale zois b'Rosh Hashanah. And that's why this is revealed on Rosh Hashanah. Utzrichin lohoitzi mikoyach el apoyal. And therefore, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran, that this concept of sweetening the charoi naf is a preparation for being able to take things from thought into action. Sheyiposchu v'yischalku hayodayim, meaning that the hands should open up and split apart. Bibichinas, as we say, poiseach es yodecho. When we speak about Hashem giving us Shefa, we use the terminology, Hashem, open your hands. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Al tikri yodecha elo yudecha. That this word yodecha isn't only referring to hands, but it's referring to opening up the two yuds. Which two yuds? The beginning yud in Hashem's name, yud kei vav kei, the way we write it, the yud is the first letter, and the end yud, which appears in the name aleph dalet nun yud, which is the way we pronounce yud kei vav kei. And that chapter 66, goes into a beautiful explanation. We're going to have some of it now, what this is all about. That Hashem's name, the way it's written, is with the yud in the beginning. The way it's verbalized, the yud is at the end. And these two yuds represent machshava versus maisa. And in order to bring something into maisa, you need the hands. The hands are called klei asiya. We know that the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereshis Bara Elokimus Hashemayim Vesaretz, has in it exactly 28 letters. It's called the 28 letters of Maisa Bereshis. And those 28 letters represent the hands of Hashem Kaviyochel in action. The word Yad, hand, is 14. 2 times 14 is 28. So the hands of Hashem are the first pasuk in the Torah. And again, when the hands are like this, they can't create. When the hands are closed, they can't. In order for the hands to be able to operate, you have to separate them. And then there's a right hand and a left hand. There's a pasuk, Af yodi yosto eretz v'yemini tofcho shamayim. Hashem says, my left hand created the earth, and my right hand created the heaven. Again, referring kaviyochel to Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei and Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. There's a Yud in the beginning and a Yud at the end. Tonight, Friday night in the davening, we're going to say Soif Maiseh B'machshava Tchila. The end of Hashem's work was in the beginning of His machshava. That letter Yud, which is all the way at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud represents creation, Maiseh. Is machshava in machshava tchila in machshava in yud kei vav kei? It's all the way in the beginning. Bechinas koyach upoyal, which represent thought or theory and action. Bechinas soif maise b'machshava tchila. So what's needed is sheyischalku v'yispaschu. We need these two yuds to separate and open up al yedei hashisha oisyo shebemsa through the six letters that are in the middle. This is called the Shiluv, the merging together of the two names of Hashem. We know that in many Siddurim it shows this. We have these two names of Hashem intertwined. You have the Yud, then the Aleph, the He, then the Dalet, the Vav, then the Nun, and the He and the Yud. And in that formation, you have a Yud in the beginning, a Yud at the end, and you have six letters in the middle. And six is a Pasach. The Nekuda of Pasach is a line. It's a horizontal line, which is the shape of a Vav. Vav is six. This concept of Poiseach Es Yodecho. This is the Pasach, the six letters, the horizontal Vav in between the two Yuds. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, Shehim Bechinas Mokoim V'tziur Uzman Sheyesh Bakoyach U'Mokoim V'tziur Uzman Sheyesh Bepoyach. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that in the physical world, everything is defined by these three categories. Mokoim, place, location, tziur, shape or form, and zman, time. These are three categories which define the creation. And there's mokoim, tziur, and zman in machshava, and there's mokoim, tziur, and zman in maisa. Those are the three letters and the three letters of those six letters between the two yuds. Shehem gimel oisio is sheyesh b'shem ho'etzem. Those are the additional three letters besides the yud that you have in the shem ho'etzem from yud kei vav kei. V'sholosh oisio is shel shem hakinui. And the three letters in the nickname of Hashem, which is aleph dalet nun yud, besides the yud. Shal yidei elu hashisha oisio is. It's through those six letters, Shehem Sheish Bechinois Hanal, which represent the three things we said earlier, Mokoim Tziur and Zman within Machshava, and Mokoim Tziur and Zman within Maisa, Al Yidei Zeh Yoytzei Hadovar Mikoyach Al HaPoyel. This is how something travels from thought into action. We have the case of people who decide to build a shul. Where are we going to build a shul? In this location. When are we going to build a shul? We're going to start building in 3 months. It's going to take us 3 months to make the plan. What is the shul going to look like? We think it's going to look approximately like this. Then we go get an architect and we go to the city to get permits and everything. And we find out, guess what? That was our thought. That was the Mokum Tzir and Zman where we thought everything was going to be. When it turns out in action, we find out that guess what? That plot of land was not available. So the shul is going to be built on in a different location. And it's not going to start in 3 months. It's going to start in 3 years. Chas v'shalom. And how we originally thought the shul was going to look, it's going to look something completely different or a little bit different. So therefore, there's mokum tzir and zman in machshava, and then there's mokum tzir and zman in maisa. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, al yidei zeh yoytze hadovor mikoyach al apoyel. It's through this combination of machshava and maisa, yud ke vav ke and aleph dalet nun yud, through an opening up of the yuds, an opening up of the hands, and focusing on these three areas, mokum, tzir, and zman, it's through this that things are carried out from thought into action. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, v'zeh nasa al yidei shleimus hadibur. And in order to accomplish anything in this world, it requires perfection of dibur. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Adam, man, the Aleph represents machshava. Aleph is the beginning, it's the first letter. We said, Soif Maise b'machshava t'chila. Machshava is the beginning. It's the first. The word Aleph also means to teach. There's a pasuk, Va'a'alefcha chachma. I will teach you chachma. So the letter Aleph represents machshava. The Dalet stands for Dibur. The Mem stands for Maise. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, in order for anything to happen in this world, it must go through those three phases. Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Ushleimus oisiyos hadibur alidei bechinas almadasi. And to achieve perfection of the letters of speech, that requires an aspect of Olam Haba. Alidei bechinas emes. And the way we connect to that is through emes, through truth. Olam Haba is called the Olam Ho'emes, the world of truth. The world that we are in currently is called the Olam HaSheker. And it's through this whole process, this is what generates this holy day of judgment, Rosh Hashanah. And this also results in a clear speech. And the letters of speech are continued. And we know that in the Hebrew alphabet, the letters alone are not enough. It's incomplete. You have to put vowels on the letters. And then also you have to bring the speech out from the narrowness of the throat, from the voice box. You have to bring it out through the mouth. The vowels are generated through yearning, when there's a deep yearning and longing for something. Shenase al yedei menios. And how do we generate that yearning and that longing? When a person experiences obstacles, when something is being withheld from a person, that's when they want it even more. That's what ups the desire. You have a child who loves a particular type of red delicious apple, and you tell the child that soon we're going to buy the apples that you like, this red delicious apple. And he gets excited. Oh, I can't wait. I love red delicious apples. And then mommy pulls out the red delicious apple and she says, look, I have one. And suddenly, if you could put a thermometer on the boy's temperature, you'd see the temperature go up 20 degrees because he sees the apple now. Wow, I want it. Can I have it now? And when mommy says, no, in 5 minutes, those 5 minutes feel like 50 years. And they want it even more because it's being withheld through the mania. That's what generates the vowels under the letters to make the dibur complete. Bechinas, as it says in Shir HaShirim, nekudos hakesef. The vowels of silver. The word kesef means silver, and the word kesef is miloshen kisuf, yearning, desire, deep longing. V'ze b'chinas teisha nikudin. And this is the concept of the 9 types of vowels, which correspond to the teisha rikiyin, to the 9 heavens. V'azai kishayesh nikudos loisiyos, when the letters have vowels, v'nishlam hadibur b'shlemus, and the speech is now complete, azai yoytse mikoyach alapoyal. Now we can bring things from thought to action, because the bridge between machshava and maise is dibur, like we showed before. What we just learned in one paragraph takes about 5 pages in Likutei Moran. So we're being given a very brief, short overview of what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Any questions before we begin?
Yehar Reb Nassim, I once heard that the gematria of Amen 91 is the same of Yud Kei Vav Kei together with Aleph Daled Nun Yud, as we discussed there. Is that a separate connection?
A similar connection, and I'll add to it a chiddush that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha. The Gemara says, Godol ha'oine yoyse mehamavorech, that when a person makes a bracha, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nieh B'dvaroi, that's like 10 words. And you say, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The Gemara says, the one who answers Amen is greater, is generating more holiness than the one who said the bracha. How in the world could that possibly be? The answer is based on what you just said, that the one who's making a bracha is saying Hashem and Elokeinu, which are 2 names of Hashem, but in Yud Kei Vav Kei, he's only expressing the written form in a sense. The one who says Amen, that's the union of these 2 names, which causes a nuclear reaction. There's a lot on that. We're going to have this very often and very special, this union of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Daled Nun Yud. Okay, now we begin Rav Nosson Zal's explanation. Here he was just giving us the introduction from Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas koil shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. This is tied into the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ki koil denofik mi shofar ze b'chinas emes sheyizgale b'b'chinas oilam haba. The sound coming out of the shofar represents the level of truth that's going to be revealed in the future world. Ki ikar ho'emes la'osin. Because the real truth is not now. Now we're operating in an olam ha'sheker. The real, even the religious people, on this world, we're still within a framework of sheker. The ikar emes will be la'osin in the future. Kamo shekosuv sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. Ki ha'koil hu bechinas emes, bechinas Yaakov. Because the term koil is associated with emes, which is associated with Yaakov Avinu. Kama Shekosov, as it says clearly in the Chumash, ha-koil, koil Yaakov. That koil is associated with Yaakov Avinu. And also, bechinas titein emes le Yaakov. And emes is associated with Yaakov. So these 3 go together. V'hu yoytzei mi shofar. And it comes forth from the shofar, Shehu bechinas almedasi kamuva. The shofar represents olam haba, the future. The pasuk says, "Vahoyo bayoyim hahu." On that day in the future, yitoka b'shofar godo. They're going to blast a very holy, a very special shofar. Have a chance. It's erev Shabbos, which is a special day. And it's Pesach Sheni, which is a super special day. I have a chance to mention a fantastic chiddush that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, on the word shofar. How the word shofar shows us that it's the mission of the shofar to be mamtik dinim, to sweeten all harsh judgments. We divide the word shofar in 2 parts. The last part, the pei resh, 280, it's known throughout Sifrei Kabbalah that the number 280 represents din. It's called the par dinim, the 280 measures of judgment, because there are 5 letters in the Aleph Beis which close a word. They're called, in Yiddish it's called Shlosmem, or Endemem, Endenun, Endetzadik. The 5 letters Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pe, Mem, Nun, Pe, Tzadik, Mem, Nun, Pei, Menatz, Pach, Pei, Tzadik, Chof. Those five letters, when they appear at the end of a word, they look different than when they appear in middle or the beginning of the word. So, and they're closing letters. Open is always a concept of chesed. Poiseach is a concept of chesed. Closed is a concept of midas hadin. Imprisonment, closed, locked up. So the peiresh represents the midas hadin. The shin vov is bigematria of horachamim, or of horachamon. It's the same gematria. Yud, mem, and nun are the same. Of horachamon is how we refer to Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, we say, Micha moicho av horachamim. Zoicher yitzur. Of horachamim is the title of Hashem, expressing Hashem's midas hachesed. So the shin vov, the of horachamim, is sweetening the peiresh. The word shofar is showing us that the mission of this tool, of this mitzvah, is hamtoka sadinim. Back inside, k'may shekosuv, as it says, v'hoya bayoim hahu, yitoka b'shofar gadol. So we see that shofar is the concept of emes, and koil, and oilam haba. V'alidei b'chinas o emes, shenizgal alidei b'chinas alma dosi, and through this truth that's revealed through in the world to come, Shazeh b'chinas koil ha-shofar, which is the sound of the shofar, ayideizeh naseh yoim hadin. This is what generates the day of judgment. Judgment means trying to get to the truth. Kimavoyer shom b'maimaranal, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Vezeh b'chinas, what we say on Rosh Hashanah, uva-shofar godol yitoka. Ve'yoimru hineze yoim hadin. They're going to blast the great shofar and they're going to say, this is the day of judgment. Ki hadin nizgale al yidei koil ha-shofar. Because the judgment is revealed through the sound of the shofar. Shehu b'chinas emes, shenizgale ba'al madasi, shal yotoy nase din. This is the truth which is revealed in the future, which is judgment. Ki ho emes eino yochoy lizboil harishoim. Because truth cannot stand evil, wicked people. They're going against the truth. Hashem is emes. The Torah is emes. The tzaddik is emes. A person, a rasha, is the opposite of all of that. He's going against all of that. Vazai kishenizgale hadin. And then when the din is revealed, azai nase sofa brura. Then there is generated this clear speech. Why? Because what happens? What happens on Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of tshuva? People are trying to do tshuva. People who don't go to shul an entire year and they come Rosh Hashanah. Ki choizrim l'Hashem yizborach v'shovin b'tshuva me'ema sadin. Because we return to Hashem and we repent out of fear of the judgment. Ki oz mevinim ha'hefresh shebein tzadik l'rosha. Because when the emes is revealed, then people see the difference between tzaddik and rosha. As Rabbein Azal elaborates over there in Likutei Moran. And this is the inspiration for tshuva that's generated by the sound of the shofar. As it says in a pasuk, Hayitoka shofar b'ir, v'am lo yecharodu? Can a shofar be blown in a city and the people will not tremble? So the shofar causes people to tremble and to realize their mistakes and to want to repent. Nimtza, we see therefore, shayidei koil ha-shofar, shehu b'chinas emes, b'chinas al-medosi, ayidei zeh nase b'chinas sofa barura. That generates this clear speech, meaning this speech of emes, people saying the truth. And this results in being able to bring things from thought into action, as Rabbein Azal writes there. We're not filling in everything here because it would take much longer to go through the entire chapter on Likutei Moran. We have to trust Rav Nosson Zal and trust me that all the connections are much clearer over there in Likutei Moran, those that we're not clarifying here. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas hanesira Shemascheles Barosh Hashanah Shehi Bechinas Moitzi Mikoyach Alapoyo. This is something that's discussed in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Arizal, that just like when Hashem created man originally, one of the opinions is that Adam and Chava were created back to back, like Siamese twins, man and woman attached back to back. And in that shape and form, they couldn't have children, they couldn't mate. So that's why Hashem had to put Adam Arishon, he had to impose a sleep on Adam Arishon, a tardema, a deep sleep. During that sleep, Hashem performed an operation called a nesira, whereby Hashem sliced and severed that connection between Adam and Chava to separate them, so that and then built Chava up, and then Chava was able to turn around to become face to face with Adam Arishon, so that they could bear children, etc., etc. The Zohar Kodesh explains that that's Adam and Chava. This same process took place and takes place between Hashem and the Shekhinah. And the way we refer to Hashem in this context, we're talking about Zeranpin, the Sphirois of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, and the Shekhinah is referred to as Malchus. And usually we refer to Zeranpin as Zohar and Malchus as Nekeva. So we're told that these two, at one point in time, were back-to-back connected, attached. And that's referred to as a defensive position. We can't go into everything right now. Why? But that's what it is. And in order for them to mate, in order for there to be a union between Hashem and the Shekhinah, Kaviyochel, Hashem has to slice them apart. There has to be this Nesira. They can be separated, and then they can change from being back-to-back to become face-to-face. And this takes place this is reenacted every year on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam and Chava were created. Back inside, V'ze b'chinas ha-nesira shemascheles b'Rosh Hashanah shehi b'chinas moitzi mikoyach ha-lapoyal. This is another example of taking something from thought into action, because when they're attached back-to-back, they can't do anything. They can't function the way they're supposed to function. It's only through the Nesira that will bring them to a state of Maisa, where they can unite and bring children into the world and function. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah hu ha-hascholo al yidei koil ha-shofar. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of this process through the sound of the shofar. Because we mentioned that in order for Hashem to do this, Hashem had to impose a sleep in order to make that operation. After the sleep, there has to be the waking up. The shofar is the wake-up call. The Gemara and the Rambam write that the sound of the shofar is Uru Yesheinim Mishnaschem. Wake up, you people, you who are sleeping. Shehu Bechinas Emes. And that's the concept of Emes, truth. V'alkein Iker HaKoil Shenizkar Batoira Hu Trua. And this is why, of the three sounds of the shofar, the only one that's really mentioned in the Torah clearly is Trua, Kama Shekosuv, as it says, Yoim Teruah Yelochem, that Rosh Hashanah will be a Yoim Trua, Ki Trua Hu Bechinas Yaakov, Kayadua. Because the three sounds of the shofar, Tkia, Shvorim, Trua, correspond to Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. And Trua is Yaakov, Shehu Bechinas Emes, he's the Emes. He's Bechinas Vav. He is the Vav of Yud K Vav K. He's the third letter. She'al Yodoi Moitzin Mikoyach Alapoyel Kanal. He's the main character, that Vav, that Zeranpin, those six spheroids from Chesed through Yesoid, which is Emes, which enables us to take things from thought into action. V'ze Loshon Trua. And this is also the translation of the word trua, shehu lashon shvira. The word trua means to break. V'chein shvarim, and also shvarim means to break. What are we breaking here? Who are we breaking? The answer, shugamkein trua. Shvarim is also a trua, misofek, hugamkein lashon shvira. The Gemara says that we blow shvarim trua because we're not sure of what the trua is supposed to sound like. whether it's like Shvarim or Truah, so we blow both. Hainu bechinas chituch ushviras hayodayim. This refers to the cutting and the severing and separating of the hands that we mentioned earlier. Shepoischin v'shoivrin v'choitchin bein hakoyach u'poyal, whereby we open up and we break and slice between thought and action. Shehim hashnei yudin shezeh bechinas moitzi mikoyach u'poyal. This is the concept of being able to take something from thought to action. V'al kein, and therefore, kol trua tkiya baroish utkiya besoif. And therefore, every trua and shvarim have a tekiah in front of them and a tekiah in back of them. Ze bechinas yud baroish v'yud besoif. That corresponds to the yud in front and the yud in back. Shein bechinas koyach u'poyal. Ki tekiah hu koil poshut. Because the sound of the tekiah is a straight, smooth sound with no breaks. Shehu bechinas yud. That's like the letter yud, she'ein bo shum tziur, which has no special shape or form. Every other letter of the aleph beis, the aleph, the beis, it's a whole major drawing. A yud is basically a dot. Rak bechinas koil poshut, but rather the yud is represented by a simple, straight, smooth sound. No formations. V'hatrua be'emtza tekiyos, whereas the trua is in between the two tekiyos, ki hatrua hu bechinas emes, because we said that the trua is Yaakov Avinu, which is emes, which is bechinas vav, which is the letter vav, bechinas hashesh oisiyos shebein hashnei yudin, which is those six letters of the two names of Hashem that appear between the two yuds, she'al yodo moitziyeh mikoyach al apoyal, by which we bring something from thought into action, k'mo shekosu shom, as Rabbi Nachman explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'al kein hatrua hu shloisha koilois, and this is why the trua is three sounds, k'mo shamru, as it says in the Gemara, trua kisholosh yevavois, that the trua is the same length as the three sounds of the shvarim. Keneged sholosh bechinos sheyesh etzel hakoyach etzel hapoyal. This corresponds to the three categories in thought and the three categories in action. The mokom tzir zman in thought and the mokom tzir zman in poyal. Sheim mokom tzir zman, sheim sholosh oisis, which are the three letters, sheyesh etzel yud, the three letters that are close to the yud baroish, to the first yud, v'chein sholosh oisis etzel yud besoif, and the three letters that are next to the closing yud. V'ze shenistapku betrua im hu shvarim o im hu mashekoyr in trua. And now we understand why in the Gemara there was a big question and a debate whether the trua should be what we call shvarim today, or the trua is the da 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 da, the nine staccato sounds. Upasku lasos shnehem. And the rabbis couldn't make a final determination, so he said, we'll do both. Because we learned that there isn't one mokom tzir en zman, there's two mokom tzir en zmans. Dahainu mokom tzir en zman bakoyach, v'chein bapoyel. V'hasofek hu eze mehem ikur. And what does it mean when the Gemara says they weren't sure, that there was a question here? What was the question? The question was, which is more important? Is it the thought or is it the action? Im tzorech lasish sulasake in bechinas mokom tzir zman shebekoyach o shebepoyel. Which one do we have to focus more on correcting, fixing? Is it the machshava or the maisa? Ki ikar hadovor mashanu tzrichen lasake in v'leftoyach hayudin bechinas moitzi mikoyach lapoyel. Because the main thing regarding this issue of opening up the yuds and being able to take something from thought to action, ho ikaru hu bebechinas tshuva bichlal ubeprat. What really makes all of that happen is tshuva on a general level and on a detail level. Ki bichlal tzorech lasos tshuva ulesakein chet odom rishon. Because on a general level, we, the Jewish nation, need to do tshuva and correct the sin of odom rishon. Shepogam bozeh, who damaged all of this, he was poigim in this, Shalidei chetoi silei kashchino mitachtoinim. And as a result of his sin, he caused the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, to go up, to leave the human world, to leave the human sphere. The Gora Misa, and this introduced death into the world. Sheze bechinas shechoizer hapoyel el hakoyach. Death is where the poyal, the action, the maisa, reverts back to machshava. Umachmazeh, meaning that the soul leaves the body. Maisa closes down, the body dies, it's dead, no more maisa, and the soul leaves and returns to the olam hamachshava. Umachmazeh anu tzrichin lachzor l'sakin zois b'chol shana. And it's for this reason that we're involved in going back and trying to repair this every year. To start this process again of going from koyach to poyal. That's on a general level. V'chein kol echod, and so to each individual Jew, tzorech lasos tshuva al kol ma shechotu pogam, has to do tshuva for all the sins that I committed, that each one of us committed. And through this, we are participating in bringing things from koyach into poyal, in renewing the creation, getting Hashem to give us a new year. Any questions?
Can you clarify the answer where to focus the tikkun on makom tzir zman?
The suffix was whether it's on makom tzir zman of machshava or makom tzir zman of maisa. And he's going to go into that much more to explain how much of a role machshava has in everything and how much of a role of maisa has and how do we address that? How do we deal with that? We know there's a famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh, kulhu b'machshava isbariru. Everything gets repaired in machshava. So on a certain level, if you can go up to machshava and do what needs to be done there, that's bringing such a high light that can fix everything. But he's going to explain here, we're going to go into this much more in the rest of this halacha.
Could you please explain a little bit more what it means to be moitzim mikoyach lapoyel?
Koyach means thought. Machshava means action. A person has a thought, I'd like to go to shul. Person goes to sleep at night thinking, boy, I hope I get up in the morning. I hope I get to minyan. I hope I don't shut off that alarm clock. And he's picturing in his mind running out of the house, getting to shul, being the first one there and everything. And then there's poyal, actually doing it. And again, in creating anything, in a building, we see a kid goes around looking at buildings and they think the buildings just appear. They don't know that there were months and months of machshava, of thinking, planning, and thinking about how that building is going to look and how it should look and all the different aspects of what it's going to take to put together the funding for the building and to buy the materials and to choose the architect. How many drawings does the architect have to make and tear up and do another drawing till he gets what he thinks is the right drawing? Those are all the category of machshava and the dibur. And then maisa is the implementation, building it, putting up that building. That's koyach and poyal.
Our tshuva enable us to begin doing anew?
We're going to talk about that. The aspect of tshuva in machshava, in all this forum, there is incredible amount of emphasis on machshava, on getting rid of all the machshavais temeois, machshavais zorois, hirhurim roim. That's a major part of Yiddishkeit, is working on the brain, the thought process. And there's an additional major part of Yiddishkeit, that's maisa hamitzvois.
Thank you.
Sure.
Rav Nosson?
Please.
The general and specific tshuva, prat and klal, is that both as an individual that needs to be done and on Rosh Hashanah completes that? In other words, in my own personal individual tshuva, I have to integrate both aspects, and if so, how does that show up?
One way is by being aware. I'm starting my Rosh Hashanah holiday. I know that I'm involved in two things. I'm involved in my own personal tikkun, which requires trying to go back and remember the things that I've done wrong and feel genuinely embarrassed and ashamed for what I did and express that in my tefillah to Hashem, that all the things that I did going against Hashem was denying Hashem's kingdom and authority. And on Rosh Hashanah, I keep repeating over Hashem Melech, 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 you're the king, you're in charge, you're the one who tells us what to do, and I want to do what you want me to do. That's on an individual level, and I know that I'm a member of Klal Yisrael. It's not just about me. I'm part of a major organization which is involved in correcting the pigam of Adam HaRishon. This entire organization, with me included, were involved in rectifying the Pigam of Adam HaRishon.
Thank you. That's not only I'm asking is, for example, yesterday and the day before we spoke about Tikkun Achila.
Yes.
Every day we have an opportunity to fix up the Tikkun Achila Adam HaRishon through food and then my own individual relationship to food and eating. Is that true?
True. But Rosh Hashanah is unique in that it's the birthday of Adam HaRishon, it's the day that he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and it's the day, it's D-Day, it's the day of Judge Yoim Hadin. So Rosh Hashanah is like the whole year put together. And don't forget, the Gemara says, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides the future of the whole upcoming year. So multiply what you're doing every day by at least 365, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Taking it a whole other level. And again, the fact that on a regular day in the year, I'm davening in my own minyan, my own shul. On Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to the big shul. We're all getting together. The whole Klal Yisrael is getting together for Rosh Hashanah. It's magnified and multiplied because it's Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll hold it over here. This is a good introduction. For those that can, any opportunity to look at Torah Samach Vav and Likutei Moran is going to be helpful. Or to look at the prayer in Likutei Tfilos, prayer 66. To get your feet to get more clarity on this topic. But again, that chapter is an ocean. It's an ocean. And if we don't understand everything completely here, that's perfectly okay. Nothing wrong with that. I don't either. And I learned the Torah several times. You know, the more you learn, the more you learn Likutei Moran, the more you learn Likutei Halachos, the more it becomes clearer and clearer. And the connections become clearer. And it's crystal clear. Notice Rabbi Nachman, every word Rabbi Nachman, every connection Rabbi Nachman makes is perfectly clear. If it's not being expressed here now, because he doesn't have the time and space to do it, he wants to get into the discussion. He says, for more information, study that chapter on Likutei Moran well. Make sure you take it the right way. I see a message here that we're privileged that one of our very close friends, Nochem Solash, lives in Miron. He's one of those extraordinary people who has that privilege. And he said if anyone wants, they can submit their names. He lives in Miron. I'm asking, Nochem, that you mention those names that you have individual to mention, and mention, you can mention in general, all those that attend this shir, and all of Anshei Shloimeinu, and all of Klal Yisrael. That those that live in Miron now are specific shlichim on behalf of Klal Yisrael to represent us by Rabbi Shimon. In addition, Rabbi Nachman writes in chapter 21 in Likutei Moran that wherever a person's thought is, machshava, wherever my machshava is, that's where I really am. So if all of us will think and picture on Lag BaOmer that we're standing by the kever of Rabbi Shimon in Miron and we're davening there, we will be there. Our neshamos will be there in a very serious way. And especially by connecting to Rabbein Azal. When Rabbein Azal came to Eretz Yisrael, out of all the holy places in Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't able to get to Yerushalayim. But he did get to Miron, Tzfas, Tveria. And out of all the places, one of the places that he spent the most time was in Miron, at the kever of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Avrom Sternhartz writes that Rabbi Nachman definitely left a piece of himself over there for us. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, when we used to visit all the Mekoymes HaKdoshim in Eretz Yisrael, by most of the other kfarim, we spent 15 minutes, half hour. Miron was Tachana Merkazit. That was the central bus station. There it was usually an hour and a half minimum. We would have mincha there and hispoidedus, save the entire Tikkun HaKloli, and also the special prayer in Likutei Tfilos for Lag BaOmer. Shabbos is what plans out the entire week. Shabbos is the machshava of the 6 days ahead of it. This Shabbos, many shuls have a custom on Friday night after Lechadoidi that they dance, they sing Bar Yochai like they do in Miron, and they do a rikid, a major rikid. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld used to sing Bar Yochai every Friday night as part of the Zmiros at the meal. At the end of the Shabbos Zmiros, every Friday night he sang Bar Yochai because we have a very special connection to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. All of us should be zeichet to wake it up and to study. I have a minyan in my building. They make a minyan in the outer courtyard of the building. And every Friday night somebody else speaks and they asked me to speak this Friday night. I hope to say a few words about our Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, Zchuso Yavan Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. A wonderful Shabbos. I can't thank all of you enough for making this shir happen. It's a big privilege, really. All the best.
Thank you, Rav Nachman.
Sure.
Have a great Shabbos.
A wonderful Shabbos. Remember Pesach Sheni, all of us, all the best.